بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor he is begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah. To him belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Muhammad is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Ameen. Today, inshallah, our topic will be actually the most topic which is close to my heart, which is the Quran. Today, inshallah, we will try to become closer to the Quran and its rule in our life, so that inshallah we will have a plan how to live with the Quran and how to get the benefits of the Quran and how to feel that the Quran is the best gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator of the universe, to the human beings. And the first question is, what is the Quran? The answer is, the Quran is the word of Allah, the Almighty, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the next question will be, can you clarify to me more about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The answer is, we will become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to know about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from his word, from the Quran and surah. We will read three surahs from the Quran, which are the surahs which can make us feel more about the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Actually, most of the Quran is related to the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but because of the time, we will choose three surahs, and every one of them has a special value, and we will clarify this when we will discuss every one of them briefly, because this is part of the topic of today, which is the Quran and its rule in our life. The first surah which we will discuss it is surah number 112, and it is called Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Surah Al-Ikhlas or Surah Al-Tawheed. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful, say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is Allah the One, Allah the Self-Sufficient. He begets not, nor was he begotten, and there is no co-equal to him. From Surah Al-Ikhlas, we learn two facts related to one reality or one fact, which is the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Surah Al-Ikhlas or Surah Al-Tawheed is about the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the main fact of the existence of the universe. And regarding to the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it means that, number one, there is no reality and true and permanent existence except the reality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is to say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only possesses the reality of being, because He is the creator of everything and He is the everlasting. And when this law is established in our mind, our heart will feel the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in everything. That is to say, the heart will feel nothing but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the whole universe. Number two, related to the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fact number two is that there is no power except the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which rules over this world. That is to say, nothing plans, decides, or does anything in the world except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Accordingly, the heart will put aside apparent causes and associated events directly with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we know that, and if we believe that, there is no power except the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so whom I will fear? I will feel the only power, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whom I will love? I will love the only power, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whom I will ask for help? I will ask for help the only power, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who will be my sustainer? My sustainer is the only power, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whom I will look for? I will look for the only power, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Surah Al-Ikhlas is a surah from the Quran, the surah of the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the surah of the sincerity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whenever we read it, we need to have these two facts clear in our mind. The only reality and true existence is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the only power is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after Surah Al-Ikhlas, inshaAllah, we will read the most great ayah of the Book of Allah, that is to say, the greatest ayah of the Book of Allah, which is Ayat al-Kursi. Ayat al-Kursi number 255 from Surah number 2, which is Surah al-Baqarah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. La ta'khudhuhu sinatun wala nawm. له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يؤوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم. Allah, la ilaha illa huwa, that is to say, none has the right to be worshipped but He, the ever-living, the one who sustains and protects all that exists. Neither slumber nor sleep overtakes Him. To Him belongs whatever is in the heavens and whatever is on the earth. Who is He that can intercede with Him except with His permission? He knows what happens to them, His creatures, in this world, and what happens to them in the hereafter. And they will never compass anything of His knowledge except that which He wills. His kursi extend over the heavens and the earth, and He feels no fatigue in guarding and preserving them, and He is the Most High, the Most Great. Ayat al-Kursi is the greatest ayah of the Book of Allah, because آية الكرسي discuss the attributes of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. And from آية الكرسي we become more closer to the basic principles of the Islamic faith. And actually to summarize the facts in Ayat al-Kursi, Ayat al-Kursi is clarifying to us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the ever-living, that is to say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is self-generating, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is self-sustaining, being that is unique. That is to say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is independent of everything else, and also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a being without an end. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is totally outside the dimension of time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is absolute. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unique in every respect, and nothing can be compared with him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the eternal master of all, that is to say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the power over all things, and without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala there is no existence and there is no action. This is the most important summary related to the facts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which has to be in our mind. To summarize our relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from Ayat al-Kursi, we have to know that there is no existence and there is no action without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is to say, the existence, the real existence is only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the real action is only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And actually, sisters, if in reality we believe in only this fact, that there is no existence except to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there is no action except to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so what do you think it will be the reflection of every normal human being? The reflection will be that I will promise myself that I will submit myself to the only power and only existence, that is to say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am the one who choose, and I am the one who believe, and I am the one who recognize, and I am the one who understand that when I submit myself and when I decide that I will follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this means that I am a human being who understand the reality of this life. The reality of this life is that there is no existence except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no power except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all the existence and all the power are only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I decided with my heart and with my mind to obey the commands of the only power and only existence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to try to live in his universe according to his rules, because he is the one who is sustaining everything in that universe. Actually, we discussed Ayat al-Kursi before in more details. Now we will move to the third surah from the Quran, which is related to the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is Surah Al-Fatiha. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful, all the praises and thanks be to Allah, the Lord of Al-Alamin, that is to say the mankind, jinn and all that exists. The most gracious, the most merciful, the only owner and the only ruling judge of the day of resurrection. You alone we worship and you alone we ask for help. Guide us to the straight path, the way of those on whom you have bestowed your grace, not the way of those who earned your anger, nor those who went astray. Actually, Surah Al-Fatiha, according to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the greatest surah of the Quran. And actually, it is again the greatest surah of the Quran because Surah Al-Fatiha clarified the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in its three branches. The unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His Lordship, and the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His worship, and the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His names and attributes. And to become closer to the meaning, in Surah Al-Fatiha, Allah said, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, all praises and thanks to the Lord of the mankind, jinn and all that exists. The word Lord means related to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of the heavens and the earth and what is in between. Number two, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner of the heavens and earth and what is in between. Number three, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who knows what is in the heaven and the earth, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one who knows the unseen, and He is the only one who knows what is hidden in the hearts of every human being. And also, the word Lord related to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the regulator and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the administrator of all what is in the universe, and also it is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that controls all this universe. This is the meaning of the word Lord related to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when I read Surah Al-Fatiha and I learn that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Lord of all the what exists in the universe, what I am supposed to say to the Lord? I am supposed to say all praises and thanks to you, O Allah, the Lord of what exists in this universe, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the source of all the blessings around us in this life. The sun, the moon, the air, the sea, the everything, the only source to all the blessings, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of all what exists in the universe. Also in Surah Al-Fatiha, we learn that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only owner and the only ruling judge of the day of resurrection. The day of resurrection is the most important day for us, the believers, because the day of the resurrection, inshallah, will be the day when, inshallah, with the all mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we pray to Allah to make our destination the paradise. And the real life will start for the believers after the day of resurrection, after the end of all the hardship in this life, which is the test for the believers. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only owner and the only ruling judge of the day of resurrection, which is the most important day for me, if I consider myself a believer, this means that I will obey and I will submit and I will follow all the commands of the only owner and the only ruling judge of the day of resurrection, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because of that, and because also He is the Lord of all what exists in the heaven and the earth, because of these two facts, in verses number 5, the believer will say, "You alone we worship and you alone we ask for help." Also, if we try to relate ayah number 5 to surah number 112, which we discussed, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ, we will feel that since in surah قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ we believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only power and the only true existence, so logically, he will be the only one we worship and the only one we ask for help. Also, if we try to relate the same ayah number 5 from Surah Al-Fatiha to Ayat Al-Kursi, in Ayat Al-Kursi we learn that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Al-Hayy Al-Qayyum, the ever-living and the eternal master of everything. So, since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the ever-living and the eternal master, so logically, He will be the one whom we only worship and we ask for help. So this is to clarify to us that the Qur'an is one unit related to one reality, which is the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the true existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the need of all the creatures to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from from these two surahs and one ayah from his book. And now we will read 6 verses from Surah Al-Hadid. And in these 6 verses, we will feel that these 6 verses are summarizing the realities which we read it now in Surah Al-Ikhlas, which is Surah number 112, and Surah Al-Fatiha, which is Surah number 1 from the Quran, and in Ayat Al-Kursi, which is Ayah number 255 of Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2. So let us now read Surah Al-Hadid, which is Surah number 75. We will read from Ayah 1 to Ayah 6 to have all the meaning which we discussed related to the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Subbaha lillahi ma fis samawati wal ardi wa huwa al azizul hakim. Lahu mulku samawati wal ard, yuhyi wa yumit, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Huwa al awwal wal akhir wal zahir wal batin, wa huwa bikulli shay'in alim. Huwa alladhi khalaqa samawati والأرض في ستة أيام ثم استوى على العرش يعلم ما يلج في الأرض وما يخرج منها وما ينزل من السماء وما يعرج فيها وهو معكم أينما كنتم والله بما تعملون بصير له ملك السماوات والأرض وإلى الله ترجع الأمور يولج الليل في النهار ويولج النهار في الليل وهو عليم In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful, whatsoever is in the heaven and in the earth glorifies Allah, and He is the Almighty, All-Wise. His is the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. It is He who gives life and causes death, and He is able to do all things. He is the first, nothing is before Him, and the last, nothing is after Him. The Most High, nothing is above Him, and the Most Near, nothing is nearer than Him, and He is the All-Knower of everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who created the heavens and the earth in 6 days and then rose over the throne. He knows what goes into the earth and what comes forth from it, and what descends from the heavens and what ascends thereto. And He is with you by His knowledge wheresoever you may be. And Allah is the all-seer of what you do. His is the kingdom of the heavens and the earth, and to Allah return all the matters for decision. He merges night into day, and He merges day into night, and He has full knowledge of whatsoever is in the hearts. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator of everything, the owner of everything, the one who knows everything, and the one who regulates and administrates everything, the only power and the only existence in this life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Lord, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our God, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only one we ask for help, and the only one we worship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates everything, and He sends a message to teach us how to manipulate everything around us, how to live this life in the correct way, how to know the meaning of this life, what is the aim of this life, what is our role in this life, how I can be succeed in this life, how can I maintain the goal of my creation. So, the message which is sent to clarify to us everything related to this life and related to our destination, this message is the Quran, and the one who sent the Quran is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now I feel that alhamdulillah we become closer to who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we know about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from His book, the Quran. So now this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is the message which He will send to. So if you ask me a question, to tell me, Sister Mona, can you clarify to me with the proofs the role of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in my life, in my worldly life as a human being, I will give you the answer from Surah Hud. The last ayah of Surah Hud will clarify to every human being the rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala related to your human life, to our worldly life. Let us now read from Surah Hud. Surah Hud is Surah number 11. We will read ayah number 123, and we will discuss it briefly, and then I will clarify to you, insha'Allah, the answer of that question. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولله غيب السماوات والأرض وإليه يرجع الأمر كله فاعبده وتوكل عليه وما ربك بغافل عما تعملون. And to Allah belongs the unseen of the heavens and the earth, and to Him return all affairs for decision. So worship Him, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and put your trust in Him, and your Lord is not unaware of what you people do. Actually, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give an order to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Quran, this means that we Muslims, the followers of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have the same order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying to us in this ayah that the unseen of the heaven and the earth, heavens and the earth are only to Allah, belongs only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This means that all the affairs are up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because what is the unseen sister? If the time now is 12 midday, so 12 midday and 1 second is unseen for every one of us. Nobody of us knows what will happen in the next second except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all the affairs after 1 second, which we don't know which they are up only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is, sister, the reason for the submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I need to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I need to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I need to trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is my need. This is any spirit need, because since he is the one who knows the unseen, and since he is the one to whom returns all the affairs, so logically, to whom I will belong, to whom I will obey, to whom I will return, to whom I will put my trust, to whom I will submit, who is my Lord, who is the one whom I only worship and do dua and ask for help and ask for sustain and ask for provision and ask for guidance and ask for relief from the hardship. The only one whom, to whom belongs all the affairs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding us, the followers of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he is the only existence and he is the only power, and all the affairs are up to his decision, and he is the only one who knows the unseen. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is guiding us to worship him, because this is the right path. The right path is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not something which needs a lot of clarification and a lot of understanding. It is a very simple logic, reality and fact, and the only fact in this life, since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Lord of the all what exists in this life. So the logic relation between us, his creatures, and him is to worship him. That is to say, to do all the acts according to his rule and only for his sake, because he is the only one who can reward us in reality. Not any other one can reward us, because he is the only one who has the power. So he is the only one who can reward us. And because of that, it is the logic relation between the creatures and the creator, the source of all the power, is to worship him and to ask help only from him. And because of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to worship him and to put trust in him. Whom you will put trust in except the only power? Whom you will put trust in except the only one to whom all the affairs return in decision? Whom you will put your trust in except the one who is the most merciful? Whom you will put trust in except the one who knows what you are hiding inside your heart? To whom you will put your trust except the one who knows your hopes and who knows your fears and who knows your problem in reality? And he is closer to you than your own self. He is Allah, the Almighty. It is the blessings and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he guided us to worship him alone, that he make us to be Muslims, to be believers, that He make us to submit ourselves only to Him and to have trust only to Him and to ask help only from Him, because He is the unique, He is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one. And in order to make it more clear for you, I will clarify to you inshaAllah with the help of Allah now, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the source of your guidance, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the source of your provision, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the source of the light in your heart and the light in this life, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the source of the relief of every hardship for every creature in this life. I will try inshallah to clarify to you this with the proof from the Quran, so that inshallah you start to feel a more closer relation with the source of power and existence and mercy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in your daily life, so that you start to plan your relation on the reality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that you try to become more and more and more closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because you will be on the right track inshallah. So now to know that actually when I will give you examples from the ayat of the Quran, I will not give you every ayah related to the topic, because alhamdulillah the Quran is full of ayat. I will try to give you one example for every reality, otherwise we will need a lot of time. So inshallah now I will give you one ayah to clarify to you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the source of your guidance, so that if you are seeking guidance, seek it from the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from His book. So let us now read surah number 51, ayah number 58. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Inna Allah huwa ar-razzaq zul quwwatil matin. Verily, Allah is the all provider, owner of power, the most strong. Actually, sisters, this ayah is a fundamental rule of reality in our life. And this fundamental rule is clarifying to us that the all provider is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because He is the owner of the power and He is the most strong. This reality, if it is clear in the mind and the heart of every one of them, it will lead to a lot of peace and tranquility and security inside every one of us. It will lead to a balance in the spirit, inside, a balance inside the spirit of every one of us. It will lead that we will only seek the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will never ask any human being to provide us with anything, because we believe that the only provider is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This will lead that we will not feel that the matters of our life are according to the decision of any human being. We will only feel and believe and recognize that all the matters of the provision is related only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if I am in need, I will only ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I am applying for a job, I will only do dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Him to help me to get that job. If I am in need of money, I will only ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to arrange for me the circumstances so that I will get the money which I need. Whatever related to my provision, I will only seek the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to get it, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only provider, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner of the power and the most strong. In our life, there are means for the provision. I can use the means of the provision, but I have to believe that the only provider is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the one who will put this means in action. The means will not be in action through any human being. The means will be only in action through the only provider, the owner of the power, the most strong, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you are seeking any provision, it is only up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So actually I was about to discuss that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the source of guidance, but subhanallah, it's surah number 18, surah al-Kahf, ayah raqam 17. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم من يهدي الله فهو المهتدي ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. He whom Allah guides, he is the rightly guided, but he whom Allah sends astray, for him you will find no guiding power to lead him to the right path. So the source of the guidance is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and whom Allah guides, he is the rightly guided, and whom Allah sends astray, for him there is no guiding friend or guiding power to lead him to the right path. And actually, to know more about the guidance and the rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you can recheck again from the classes, the English classes. There is a class called Guidance and the Will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a detailed class related to that topic, and I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that it will clarify to you all this topic. But just I want to clarify to you now that you have to know that the source of guidance in your life is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now I will clarify to you that the source of provision in your life is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now we will read surah number 51, which is Surah Al-Zariyat, ayah number 58. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله هو الرزاق ذو القوة المتين. Verily, Allah is the provider, owner of the power, the most strong. The meaning of this ayah, sisters, is that the only provider in this life is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you are seeking provision, ask only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you are seeking any money or wealth, ask only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you are seeking any help, ask only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in another verses of the Quran that the provisions are in the heavens. وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوَعَدُونَ. Our provision are in the heavens. That is to say, our provision is only up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one whom he will give you the provision, and the one who decreed your provision, and the sources of your provision is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So forget about any human being, forget about any power, forget about anything. Only put your trust and all your needs in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only provider, the owner of the power, and inshallah he will provide you with everything. also need to be sure that the only source for the relief of any disaster, any difficulty, any hardship you are living in is the only source of the relief is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only power in this life. And to give you the proof for this, we will read Surah Al-An'am, Surah number 6, Ayah number 17. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَإِن يَمْسَثْكَ اللَّهُ بِذُرٍّ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُوَ وَإِن يَمْسَثْكَ بِخَيْرٍ فَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ وَهُوَ الْقَاهِرُ فَوْقَ عِبَادِهِ وَهُوَ الْحَكِيمُ الْخَبِيرُ. And if Allah touches you with harm, none can remove it but He. And if Allah touches you with good, then He is able to do all things. And He is the supreme above His slaves. And He is the all-wise, well acquainted with all things. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only power, the only existence in this life. And from the above, I think that our relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more clear to every one of us now, that the only one we are supposed to worship is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the only one we are supposed to ask for help is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the only one we are supposed to follow His commands is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the next question will be, what are the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which I am supposed to follow so that I will be living the life in the right way? The commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is to say the Quran. Accordingly, it is clear now to every one of us that following the rules of the Quran is the only way for the right and the correct and the successful life in this worldly life, and is also the only way to have the paradise as the final destination. I think now we clarify this reality related to the Quran, the message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the book of the rules from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only existence, the only power in this life. And in the Quran you will find the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you will feel and live the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will stop here and we will do our dua, and inshallah in the next class we can clarify more about the Quran as the source of all the good in the life of the Muslims. And let us now do the dua. O Allah, our Lord, inspire us with conduct and save us from our evil. Ameen. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all love in us, and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fear in us. Ameen. O Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. Ameen. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, and from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ameen. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, and take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, make our husbands and our offsprings comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and your favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen.